It's been almost 4 years since Governor Scott Walker rejected $800 million in federal funding for a high-speed rail project in Wisconsin. The state, at least for the foreseeable future, is not going to have high-speed rail. But that doesn't mean that there can't be more passenger rail.
That's the message from the group All Aboard Wisconsin, and they're boarding a train this weekend to try to drive home that point. They're inviting local officials, business owners, disability rights groups, and train enthusiasts to a meeting aboard a passenger train from Chicago to Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, stopping in Madison along the way.
And they are actually chartering a train because, of course, Chicago to Madison is not actually a route right now. Dave Muma joins us now. He is transit director for the city of Janesville and a board member of All Aboard Wisconsin. Dave, welcome to Central Time.
Hello, and thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks for joining us. Now, All Aboard Wisconsin is a group that's been around for a year or so, pushing for expanded passenger rail throughout the state of Wisconsin. But the first big push that you're making, the subject of the train ride tomorrow, is Chicago to Madison. What is attractive about that route?
Well, looking at the route and looking at the population areas that it serves, it seems to be something that would stand out as a possible passenger rail service. But there are a lot of questions that have to be answered and a lot of hoops to jump through before anything like that would ever happen.
Yeah, and I want to talk a little bit about some of that, because All Aboard Wisconsin is not it's not publicly funded. It is not a government organization. You're talking about a private train service, right? I didn't even know such a thing existed, really, outside of, like, major metro areas or something.
Well, yes, and this particular train is being chartered by an organization that's called Iowa Pacific Holdings, and they really have, bad pun probably, a terrific track record in operating passenger rail services. They operate in 8 states in the USA right now, including Oregon, Colorado, Massachusetts, Texas, New York, and Oklahoma, among others. So they do actually operate this service, and all of the equipment, the locomotives and everything that will be part of this train over the weekend will be supplied by Iowa Pacific.
So you're going on a ride this weekend. You're going to have lots of officials of one kind or another on the trip, trying to interest them in the idea of train travel in Wisconsin for passengers. What's the pitch going to be? What's your elevator speech when you're on that train ride?
Well, I think, first of all, to back up just a little bit, All Aboard Wisconsin has held 4 community forums around the state. In Oshkosh, Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Watertown. And while none of those were particularly proximate to the route we'll be following this weekend, all of those forums underlined the interest in and the desire for additional passenger rail service in the state of Wisconsin. And we look at the train ride this weekend really as a 5th public forum. This one aimed a little bit differently at local officials along the route, and tourism and convention folks also who will be on board the train.
So have you done other research as well into market behavior, into transportation desires, or are you pretty much working on the forums right now?
Well, we think the forums are important because it's really a grassroots effort among people in various locations around the state, and shows that the interest in additional passenger rail services is not something that's just being drummed up by rail enthusiasts. It's supported by business, it's supported by local officials, and ordinary folks throughout the state. They see rail travel as easy, they see it as convenient and comfortable, and they would like to see more of it.
But logistically in Wisconsin, I think it there aren't. So, for example, what are the availability of tracks in the state? I know if you ride Amtrak, you're sort of at the whim of the freights because they get priority. Do we have the tracks that exist in Wisconsin to provide this sort of service?
The state of Wisconsin, and particularly in South Central Wisconsin, have invested really millions of dollars over the last 10 years in the freight rail infrastructure. For example, the tracks that this train will be operating over this weekend were former Milwaukee Road tracks that were in really bad shape by the time the Milwaukee Road finally went out of business. And the state of Wisconsin has put millions of dollars into the infrastructure on this particular part of the railroad, which is operated by freight rail operator Wisconsin and Southern. And so the tracks are in much better shape probably than they have been in the last 30 or 40 years. And while they're not perfect by any means, and you're not going to see anything approaching high-speed train speeds on these tracks, they are a much better infrastructure than they used to be to support something like passenger rail service.
So would these trains, you know, physically look like the trains that we remember? Would they look like an Amtrak train, for example? Is there anything unique about them?
I mean, the train that you're going to see this weekend is one that will look very much like the type of train that operated in the 1950s. The equipment that Iowa Pacific, per se, has, you know, comes from that era, and it's all been refurbished. You know, as far as what type of trains we would see, some of that would depend on the operator, and some of it obviously would depend on where the money would come from to, you know, get the trains to put into service.
One of the things that's been happening in the last couple of years, at least in the southern part of Wisconsin, is a significant proliferation in real low-cost bus service. You know, the mega buses have come to town, the Van Gelders, the Badgers, all those. And there is bus service all over the place. Is that a significant area of competition for you, enough to get to give you pause about the success of trains?
You know, certainly, you know, the existence of several different intercity operators in that area is not so much a cause for concern. I think, though, that it's a cause for encouragement about passenger rail service. It's obvious that there is a large market out there, which the marketplace in the form of the intercity bus operators is catering to, that is looking for an alternative to the private automobile for intercity travel. And we think passenger rail definitely fits into that mix.
And finally, this is not high-speed rail we're talking about. And a couple years ago, that was what we were talking about. Is I don't know how to phrase this exactly, but is this kind of a poor second cousin to high-speed rail, or is this a legitimate service that can survive in the 21st century?
Well, you're correct. What we're talking about here is not what fits the definition of high-speed rail. High-speed rail, in the U.S. anyway, is something that operates speeds at or over 110 miles an hour. And while some of that is going on right now in Illinois and in Michigan, certainly without a tremendous amount of infrastructure investment, we're not going to see anything like that. I would say this would be conventional speed, if you want to call it that, and depending on the tracks you're talking, probably something in the neighborhood of 60 miles an hour with the right signaling and safety equipment and things like that. you know, it would take a tremendous investment to talk about high-speed rail because there are a lot of things that go along with that.
And so to wrap up here, after tomorrow's train ride, what happens next?
Well, I think we're very interested in hearing the reaction from the local officials along this route and the convention and tourism people. This is really, as I said, another public forum, and I think it will give us additional information, perhaps additional points that we can make with people in government, local officials, to support the idea of a reinstitution of passenger rail service. But I would caution this, we are very, very early in this effort. So I wouldn't expect to see a train running, you know, within the next year. But I think this is all part of the buildup and the evaluation to see whether, in fact, passenger rail service, and particularly in this corridor, would be a viable option for Wisconsin.
Well, Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time.
We've been speaking with Dave Muma, a transit manager for the city of Janesville and a board member of All Aboard Wisconsin. The group is holding a meeting aboard a passenger train tomorrow that will run between Chicago and Prairie du Chien, and they're pushing for an expansion of passenger rail with their sights set first on a train route between Madison and Chicago.